Joining us now, we have Rick Scott, our former governor and our senator from the great state of Florida. Sir, sorry about the technical issues. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So I hear maybe there's a deal in the offing. Maybe there's some Democrats willing to come over if there's a floor vote on extending the subsidies at a future date. But you were right in the thick of it. So you tell me, what's going on with the shutdown?
Well, that's what we heard yesterday. But I can tell you that we don't have there's no conversation. I mean, we have no scheduled votes for today. That was the conversation at lunch yesterday. And then our first vote today is at 5 p.m., where the Democrats want to prevent Trump from being able to destroy drug trafficking boats off Venezuela. So I never understand why they don't want to defend our kids. I don't want my kids getting drugs. So, that's what we're doing. There's no deal yet.
And as far as like any official channels or anything that you know personally, it's all just kind of rumor at this point. We're basically where we've been the whole time. A lot of us had kind of suspected that maybe after the election on Tuesday that, you know, there might be a more of a willingness to move forward, that was the holdup. But you're saying, as far as you know, it's 41st verse, same as the first.
Yeah. I mean, what's really sort of disgusting to me is these Democrats all want to get paid. I've had a bill, no budget, no pay. And they won't support that because they want to get paid. But the people that need food stamps, I grew up in public housing. And I watched my mom struggle to put food on the table, and they don't care they don't care that people don't get paid or get food stamps. They don't care that, you know, FAA workers aren't getting paid. They don't care Capitol Police, military. I mean, it's just it's fascinating to me that they don't care. You know, we should have policy conversations about anything they want to have a fight over. But shutting down government, over a policy disagreement, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, I think it's interesting you mentioned that. I bet for a lot of people, that's the first time they knew that about you, that, you know, this super wealthy businessman grew up, you know, in very meager circumstances. And, you know, for a lot of us have that. And
she had no money, but...
But
there's
that,
no money,
you know,
she's tough. She said,
go ahead.
He said, you're gonna make straight A's, you're gonna have a job, you're gonna go to church all the time, you're gonna be an Eagle Scout. I had a wonderful mom, but yes, she had a tough time feeding us. Yeah, that's how a lot of people grew up in this country.
Yeah.
You grew up with money. So
it's a memory you don't lose, and it's a motivating factor, and it's part of the beauty and the pain of capitalism. You learn from suffering a little bit how to go out and make something of yourself, and in this country like no other. The immigrants remind us of this all the time. In this country like no other, you have that opportunity. You have a bill. You said the No Budget, No Pay Act, and I'm, of course, completely on board with this. I've had some people make even stronger suggestions, like, I don't know, if the government shuts down while you're in office, maybe you shouldn't be eligible for re-election. That's probably a little bit strong, but, you know, it seems like something, it's got to hurt a lot to make the government shut down. Otherwise, why would they care?
Yeah, I mean, it's like this one Democrat says, I don't want to do this. I got a mortgage. Well, guess what? People need food. They need food. People working at the FAA, they have mortgages. The military, they have mortgages.
Right.
I mean, I don't get why they're so self-centered. So this is just about their hatred of Donald Trump. They hate the fact he won a year ago yesterday. They hate all the success he's had. And, you know, so I feel sorry for people that these Democrats are hurting their lives.
You know,
right now it's a scary time for people.
And you mentioned the military. You know, we talk about the military getting paid, but a lot of military also use benefits. You know, like, that's also true. And so, you know, you pay them on the one hand, but you don't let them have the SNAP on the other hand if they're eligible for it. That's as much a problem as anything else. So I wanted to talk about something you mentioned a moment ago. It's something that I find myself torn on, but leaning heavily the other way, I think, from you on this. The Venezuelan drug boats. It seems to me like if there really is a justiciable action here, if it's justified to take these drug boats out, that the president should be able to present that information to the Senate Oversight Committee in private is fine. And there should be an authorization for the use of military force. And, like, I want to believe that we are saving lives by preventing fentanyl from coming here. But I also want to believe that we don't just murder people on the high seas, and that, you know, drug dealing, even drug, you know, trafficking is not a capital offense. So this really bothers me what we're doing.
Well, here's what we have had briefings. I'm on the Armed Services Committee, and we've had briefings on this. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're bringing drugs into our country. So here's what we've done in the past. We stopped these boats. We've confiscated the drugs. And then they just go back home, and they get another boat, and they bring more drugs, and they kill our kids. I mean, let's remember, 78,000 people died of fentanyl. 105,000 people died, I think, last year of drug overdoses. I mean, they're killing us. They're killing our kids. You know, if you take almost 80% of the pills now not bought through a pharmacy are laced with fentanyl. I lost a brother. He started with marijuana, and he ultimately became a drug addict and alcoholic, and he died that way. And so they're killing our families. And so the military knows exactly who these people are. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're bringing drugs into our country. In this country, if you kill somebody through an illegal drug, it is murder. So that's what they're doing.
So, in principle, and if the evidence is there, I agree with you. What I don't understand is why not ask Congress for a declaration, an AUMF, something other than just doing it. Because if it's as obvious as you say it is, as the president says it is, and as I tend to want to believe that it is, that should sail through. It should be easy to do.
Nah, not in this Congress. Andrew, nothing. We passed the big, beautiful bill. We won't pass another bill. Mm. Maybe we'll pass the National Defense Authorization Act. The Democrats are going to block everything. They have just complete hatred of Trump. If Trump's doing it, they're going to block it. You'd be so disappointed in the Senate right now. We didn't do this to Biden. They won't let any of his U.S. attorneys in blue states go through. Not one. They won't let one. Judges, not one. We didn't do that. I mean, I worked with the Biden administration to find good judges while Biden was president that I was okay with and the Biden administration was okay with. Their approach is none, absolutely zero. They will not let one go through. I was at the White House yesterday. I mean, if I was president, I'd be frustrated. I mean, nothing. We had to completely change the nomination process. But think about how heartless the Democrats are, okay? Like what I just told you, they would never, ever let the president do this. They don't care. They don't care these are the same Democrats that kept the border open. They kept the border open. They never, ever questioned it. And how many people have been killed in this country or died because of illegals? All right, there's a lot of people here illegally want to lead their lives. Come here legally. Like we are a welcoming country. There's a legal process to come into this country. So if you think about it, nothing up here is getting fixed. They would not let us fix it. And you'd say, oh, this is common sense. Absolutely, this stuff's common sense. But not to the Democrats. Do you think it's common sense that we pay health benefits to millionaires? That's what the Democrats want. Crazy.
I wanted to ask you I do not pretend to know a lot about the subject. I've sort of read the reports, and I don't feel like I'm an expert on this. But I had somebody tell me that the drone ban for the Chinese drones, the DJI drones, that it's coming up, I think, in December. He says, look, I'm trying to start a business using drones. I've invested a bunch of money. All of these drones are going to become illegal unless they get grandfathered in. And there's no good alternative among American manufacturers. Is this something that you know a lot about, can do something about? Is that, you know, I'm trying to quantify this concern because he seems very frustrated about all this.
Well, first off, you should not buy a Chinese drone. I mean, look, we have to wake up, right? We are building the Chinese military. That's what we're doing. We are building the Chinese military way of life. They are sending fentanyl to this country to kill 78,000 people a year. Should that bother you? Yeah, it's intentional. They're stealing our technology. They're killing our jobs. That's intentional, right? They're hurting our farmers. That's intentional. They're attacking our allies, whether it's Taiwan or the Philippines. That's intentional. So there are American-made drones, right? And so the only way we're going to rebuild our economy is we have to understand they have decided to be our absolute enemy, to take away all of your rights. That's what they've done. Andrew, think about this one. So 80% of the generic drugs made in this country come out of India and China. Okay? 90% of the ingredients come out of China. Now, today, if they block those drugs, people will die, right? Could they block rare earth minerals, right? Well, what's the chance they're not going to block drugs? Oh, they did it and lied to us during the COVID. Then on top of that, our FDA is not doing inspections. But to the ones that are inspected, one out of every four Chinese and Indian companies selling generics is under FDA violation for safety, and the FDA is waiving it. And you're putting generic drugs in your body that can harm you. The University of Indiana put out a study that you have a 54% increased chance of death or hospitalization with the Chinese or Indian drugs. It's intentional. It's intentional when China puts lead into our cinnamon to hurt our kids' brain. It's intentional when they grow garlic in sewer water, human feces, to make us sick. It's intentional. Andrew, you're darn right. I'm going to do everything I can to absolutely stop every Chinese product from coming to this country. They want to destroy my way of life, my children, my grandchildren, and yours.
Well, you have been as emphatic about that consistently over the years as I've talked to you as about any other issue that we have discussed. Rick Scott is our senator from the great state of Florida. Senator, thank you for the time this morning. Keep trying to do the best to try to get the government reopened. Of course, you know the consequences of that in our big military state and the people who are suffering without their SNAP benefits or reduced SNAP benefits and all of the rest of it. And I really appreciate the perspective this morning. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Bye, Andrew. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.